What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Really excited to welcome a very special guest to the show, actress Kate Walsh. You all probably know her from any of Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, Emily in Paris, one of my favorite shows, The Umbrella Academy, and 13 Reasons Why. But she's here because she has been an incredible advocate and a strong voice for women's rights. She's been on Planned Parenthood's Board of Advocates for over 10 years. She's traveled around the world with Operation Smile to provide surgical care to children born with cleft palates and lips. And she's been an incredible activist and voice fighting for conservation, especially ocean conservation, and bringing awareness to climate change. Welcome, Kate. Thanks so much for making time.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm super excited to chat with you.
Thanks so much. You've got a busy afternoon. You're here and talking to me because you are stumping for Kamala Harris, not just at one event this afternoon, but two, and you just flew in to Wisconsin. Why is it so important for you, Kate, to get out there and meet with just regular Wisconsinites here in southeastern Wisconsin? You're going to be on Downer Avenue in just a few minutes. You're going to be out in Thiensville later tonight. Why are you taking time out of your very busy schedule to do this?
First of all, I think the simple answer is my concern for the country and for the future, and my love of this country, and my deep, deep concern of where it's going, what our future holds, not just from what we've seen transpire in the last 4 to 8 years, but what we've even seen just the other night on the debate, and particularly insofar as women's health and women's choice and reproductive rights matters. And I know Wisconsinites know what it's like to live under active abortion bans before people got together to fight to overturn them. And that's exactly what would happen with another Trump presidency. And there's just no way that that can happen again. And for me, growing up, I'm a daughter of an Irish immigrant and this third generation Italian mom. Grew up working class, and I were on and struggled to get into the middle class. I've worked since I was 14 years old, and I got to chase my American dream and make it happen and become an actress and do really well for myself. And I just, the part of our ethos is you help other people up, and I want to make sure that women are protected and everyone has a chance to pursue their dreams. And I really just want to move on from the just kind of nasty culture of fear misering and lies, and move on to really helping Americans out.
Yeah, we're not going back. I very much appreciate your advocacy. I think it's really important for those that feel passionately like yourself in entertainment and athletics, in whatever your profession may be, to speak up and to be heard. What's your message, Kate, to Wisconsin voters this November?
Wisconsin voters, I want you to vote for Harris Waltz and move forward and be excited and a proud member of this democracy again, and look out for each other, because I think that that's one of the things that I love about Harris and Walls, is that we are good people. We look out for each other. There's a lot of diversity in this country. It's a great experiment that is America. And let's just move forward and turn the page. And like I said, look after each other.
Yeah, it resonates with me so much, Kate. I end each of my shows with this phrase. I say, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together. And I think that ethos, that feeling, comes across from Vice President Harris and Governor Waltz. I know you've got a ton of places to be. I'm going to let you go, Kate. Any final words? Folks, you can find out more about Kate at katewalsh.com. Final words before we let you go, Kate. Thanks so much for coming to Wisconsin.
Thank you so much, and I'm super happy to be here. I spent a lot of time in Chicago. This is my first time in Wisconsin, so I'm very excited, and I just want to encourage everyone to get out to vote and volunteer if you can for Harris Waltz. And thanks so much for having me, Maggie.
Thank you, Kate. Have a great couple of events this afternoon. She's going to be at Cafe Hollander on Downer. She's probably there right now, and she's going to be appearing with Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz out in Thiensville around 6 o'clock. Thank you so much, Kate. We appreciate your advocacy here in Wisconsin. Safe travels and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Take care. That was actress Kate Walsh. Boy, is that nice for her to make a little time for us here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love it when that happens. We got Sean Astin next time. Let's keep it going. I love this. We're expanding the Rolodex.
That's right. But one of my favorite people to see on the call sheet, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. David, I had Marcelia Nicholson on yesterday because I couldn't wait to hear what she had to say about the debate. And, sir, I cannot wait to hear what you have to say. What did you think of the debate on Tuesday?
Well, first and foremost, it was a delight to see the debate. I am actually out here in Washington, D.C., doing some networking, trying to bring back resources. So I had the opportunity to actually be in a room full of individuals while we were attending a watch party. And I have to say that it was just great to see the former president really put himself in a corner. He didn't bring any policy substance to the table. And quite frankly, it looks like he continued to take the bait of our Madam Vice President, our MVP, and Kamala Harris. When it came down to him just talking about things that really doesn't matter to the voters, really doesn't matter about the issues that people are talking at the kitchen table. So for me, it was just great to see, you know, Kamala Harris bringing new ideas, continuing to bridge the enthusiasm gap, and quite frankly, really showing that Donald Trump is an empty suit.
Yeah, he is. I had the same impression. I also, David, loved watching the debate with a group of people and feeling how people were reacting to what they were seeing on stage. I think that debate will go down in the history books as, like, basically right up there with the Kennedy-Nixon debates, right? Like, wow, did not go well for the Cheeto. Here's what I especially wanted to ask you. I think it is an incredible moment. You've heard me mention this on the air with you before. I never thought 10 years ago that I would see an African-American county executive, an African-American mayor, a black chief of police, a black Milwaukee County sheriff, a Latino head of the Common Council, and an Afro-Latino woman leading the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. And now I get to see a female Blasian, I'm going to call her with deep reverence and respect, running for the presidency and kicking butt on the daily, right? What is this moment like for you as a black man in a leadership position in politics?
Well, it is definitely not lost on me as far as the era, the time frame. As you rightfully pointed out, you know, one, locally seeing, you know, the leadership that has been really just stepping up and taking over the reins in the city of Milwaukee County. But for me also, one, when I think about my biggest and greatest supporter, right, my mother, who I lost last year, you know, she invested in so much into me and helped me really understand the power of black women and women just in general. And so for me to see the Madam Vice President literally kicking his ass up there on the debate stage, excuse my language, you know, I felt the energy of my mother. I could almost feel her smiling down, you know, from heaven. But also, you know, me being a girl dad, right? I have three daughters, and seeing them and what this means for them, for their future, for their potential, and really remove, and I'm not going to say removing, but now, you know, being able to recognize and shatter that glass ceiling that many women see over them, it's just a sight for me to see. And you know, for me, it's about how do we continue to create these types of pathways, this level of access for women in general, no matter what color they are or where they live and everything that they go through in general, making sure that they continue to have the same opportunities that are afforded to men in this country. But to see, our MVP battling on that debate stage, quite frankly, against someone who continues to put out in the public hate-filled messages and continuously lie, to see her stand up to that bully, and even before the debate stage, walk up to him and say, "I'm looking forward to this." Right? For me, it was emotional to see that this woman standing up and literally saying to him, it's probably metaphorically and in her head, "I'm not scared of you, and I'm ready to do what it takes to defeat you."
Yeah. If there was any question about her strength, her composure, her readiness, and her ability to stand up to the world's dictators and bullies. That question was answered on Tuesday emphatically. Brian, I'd like to play for David because we were talking about basically how completely wing nut and out of touch the former MAGA president sounded. I want to, obviously, we all know that Taylor Swift that came out and endorsed Kamala Harris on Tuesday evening. J.D. Vance was on Fox yesterday responding to that endorsement. And I just want to get your reaction to this because I was like, say what? Let's take a listen. Here's J.D. Vance yesterday on Fox talking about the Taylor Swift endorsement of Kamala Harris.
How do you speak to women voters who obviously... They care about what she thinks.
Of course. Well, look, we admire Taylor Swift's music, but I don't think most Americans, whether they like her music or fans of hers or not, are going to be influenced by a billionaire celebrity who I think is fundamentally disconnected from the interests and the problems of most Americans.
I don't want to spoil your opportunity to respond, David, but please.
You can't make this up.
No.
I mean, you seriously cannot make this up. You know, for a minute, I thought he was talking about himself and Trump,
to be quite
frank with you. You know, because we are talking about, I mean, a guy who is completely not just out of touch with his own reality, completely out of touch with the reality that his mixed children live through every single day and will continue to live through in the future. It's just mind-blowing to see the fact that Donald Trump picked a guy, not someone who was going to actually add something to the campaign, but that just really doubled down on the nonsense and the rhetoric of hateful lies and messages that clearly is going to continue to divide this country. So J.D. Vance, he can really sit down and quite frankly, you know, I know he's out there doing everything that he can to try to be out there in the forefront, coming to Wisconsin as much as possible, but it is very clear to me that the campaign is trying to get him as far away from Donald Trump as possible because he clearly doesn't know what he's doing.
Or no, I mean, the guy is a walking gaffe. Every time he opens his mouth, some like other ridiculous garbage comes stumbling out. I say, JD, keep talking. Do more interviews. Do interviews all day long because you are the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. Talking about a billionaire celebrity that's out of touch. Was there a guy that was a host of The Apprentice? Like, JD, did you not work for Peter Thiel, a billionaire? Did you not run a private equity? We could go on and on. David, it's such a pleasure. Yes, all the best to you out in D.C. fighting for Milwaukee County. Before we run out of time, I want to ask you, you just announced some additional opioid intervention and abatement actions that Milwaukee County is undertaking.
Yes.
What have you just activated to help save lives in Milwaukee County, sir?
You know, thank you for bringing this up. So we recently just signed a resolution that's going to deploy $8.5 million to many organizations that have been on the ground working extremely hard to combat the opioid crisis. And so whether we're talking intervention, prevention, you know, we want to continue to fund those organizations and those unsung heroes who have been on the front lines. But this is also about how do we identify some of the programs or services that we have within Milwaukee County to figure out how we can also fill in the gaps. Gaps that may relate to, for example, emergency medical services showing up for an overdose, continuing to put as many, harm reduction vending machines all throughout Milwaukee County because our job is to normalize breaking the stigma.
David, we're going to have to leave it there. We're going to normalize breaking the stigma of addiction. I thank you, County Executive David Crowley, for all your work to help save lives in Milwaukee County. Travel safe, my friend. We'll talk to Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley soon again. Thanks so much, David. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back with more in just a few moments. Maybe we might talk about a couple of other massive pop stars weighing in support of Kamala Harris when we return.